One of the states that's north of Georgia, where Nashville and Chattanooga and Memphis and Knoxville are, is what state? What's one of the states that's north of Georgia, and it's the place where Memphis and Chattanooga are?
Oh, it's Indian territory, Indian territory in one section of North Georgia.
Yeah.
Called it Cherokee something, because I've been through there a lot.
Have you?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, what's a state that begins with the word ten?
Which word? Which?
Ten.
You know, Canada?
No. Now, what? Let's see. It's a state, and it begins with ten. It's ten.
Tennessee.
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of. Okay. If a person is in trouble, you would try to what him? You'd try to
see a lawyer.
Well, now if there's something you could do for him, you try to
try to help him.
Okay. If a person wants to go to heaven, he has to follow the straight and
narrow path.
Okay. You might say to somebody, I'd like to help you, but I just
can't.
Okay. Another name for an automobile is a
ma'am.
What's another name for an automobile?
Car.
Okay. My mother might say to me, this man is your uncle, and his wife is
your auntie.
Okay. Have you ever heard people say ain't instead of aunt?
Yes.
Well, now, would there be any difference between a
person? No, they didn't have a different way of speaking it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Before birds lay their eggs, they build
nests.
Okay. And children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at
desks.
Okay. Before a boy fights, he might clench up both his
fists.
Okay. A small flying insect that bothers you in the summertime but stings and draws blood is a
mosquito.
Okay. You might look up in the sky on a nice day and say, oh, what a beautiful day. There's not a
not a cloud in the sky.
Okay. Right now we are sitting inside your
porch.
Yeah, but what do you call the building that a person lives in?
It's a house.
If a small troublesome animal was getting your chickens at night, but you weren't sure exactly what kind of animal it was, what's a general word that you could use to refer to it? You might say, if you didn't know exactly what it was, you might say, I'm going to get my shotgun and get that.
I'll get my shotgun and get that pest.
Okay.
That pest would go for anything.
Okay. Would you ever use the word varmint in that connection?
Ma'am.
Would you ever use the word varmint to mean the same thing?
Varmint? No, but a pest would call for a heap of different
things. Yeah. Well, what are some things that a pest might call for?
A pest would call for, it would either be a possum or a rat.
Okay.
Dog. Either one of them things could get you chickens.
Okay.
Snake, they even get chickens.
What do you call a little thing that lives in the ocean and it grows to be about that long, and when you cook it, it curls up like that and turns pink?
Shrimp.
Exactly. If you don't want a wool sweater to draw up when you wash it, you have to use cool water, because hot water will make wool
make it draw up.
Okay, and what's another way to say draw up?
Make it shrink.
Okay. Let's see, what am I doing right now?
Pointing your finger.
Okay. Now, let's see, there's another little sheet of questions in here.
And do you have to tear them to your skin?
Yeah. Right. I'll explain some of the different things that we're doing when we finish. You know, some of the individual words. Let's see now. A round fruit about the size of a baseball that grows in Florida is what?
A
kind of fruit.
Oh, it's you crack it open and make cakes out of it.
Grapefruit.